Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 7th. The Lord is everlasting strength. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Have you ever seen an evergreen tree? Have you ever seen a Christmas tree or a cypress tree or a pine tree or a cedar tree? Then yes, you have seen an evergreen tree. Evergreen trees are called that because they stay green throughout the year, even though other trees change with the changing seasons. The Bible tells us many times that God is an everlasting person with everlasting character traits. Like the word evergreen, the word everlasting has the idea of continuing on and on and on forever. But God is even longer lasting than an evergreen tree. Even the oldest and strongest and greenest of trees had to have a beginning. Trees have to grow out of seeds, and one day they will die off or be cut down. God has always been. He had no beginning. And he always will be. He will never end. Since God himself is everlasting, everything about him is everlasting too. His grace and his mercy are everlasting. His incredible power is everlasting. And in the verses quoted earlier, Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, the prophet Isaiah teaches us that God's strength is everlasting too. Isaiah says that God is everlasting strength. He wouldn't be the Lord if he were not everlastingly strong. Is your strength everlasting? No. No human being could say that he or she has everlasting strength. Even the healthiest and strongest of people eventually get tired or worn out. We have limitations because we have to sleep and eat and exercise in order to keep up our strength. And we can be injured or cut down by diseases. None of those things can limit God. He is almighty. He's all-powerful. And his might and power are everlasting. Isaiah seems to think that the everlasting strength we find in the Lord Jehovah is a good reason to place our trust in him. We can read, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." You can trust in the strength of the Lord forever, because the strength of the Lord will last forever. We can trust in the eternal strength of the Lord Jehovah. Do I remember to trust the Lord's everlasting strength? How can my weaknesses be a reminder to me to worship the Lord? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 7th.